What kind of insurance is right for me? Am I covered properly? What is a personal umbrella? Can I rebuild my house if it burns? Welcome to Peace of Mind, the radio show that helps you navigate through the complexities of the world of insurance. Brought to you by More Insurance Services, Mountain Insurance in Murphy and Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. And now your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind. My name is Mark Moore with my wife, Kathy.
Hi.
So today we're going to talk about homeowners insurance. But before we start the show, I wanted to acknowledge the passing of a good friend of ours, Reverend Paul Mayfield over in Hayesville. And I wanted to talk about him because he Kathy and I first acquired our office in Blairsville, Georgia. It was April Fool's Day of 2006, mm-hmm. and it wasn't 3 weeks later we found out that Kathy was pregnant. So mm-hmm. we just bit off this big endeavor. I guess it was probably the biggest acquisition we ever made.
So far, yes.
And we ended up, you know, now Kathy's expecting, and we've got new employees. We got all this going on. She was not able, when our daughter was born the fall in January, she was not able to really spend the time that we would like to had with our daughter being a newborn baby. And she had to go back to work because we just didn't have a choice to really do anything. So we were able to get in touch with Chris Rumfeld, our pastor, and he was able to get us acquainted with Shirley Mayfield, who kept our daughter, Madison. And her husband, Paul, was there along for the ride. And they ended up really being our daughters and our sons. They call them Mamaw and Papaw. I mean, that mm-hmm. was like a grandparent's son.
Yes.
So anyway, he passed away. And he was, along with his brother Leonard, the founders of Free Will Baptist Church in Hayesville. And just, you know, really good guy. And the funeral is going to be this Sunday at 11 o'clock at Free Will Baptist Church. It'll be a funeral service for Paul Mayfield, and just wanted to make that announcement as well. We insured Paul, and he was kind of a jokester a little way. He had a Kia, mm-hmm. and so he ended up. I guess he always wanted a Jaguar, and somehow he ended up getting Jaguar emblems, and I can't remember.
There's a little. The Jaguar on front of his hood and all.
I think it was even on the wheels.
Yes, it was.
And so, I went out there, and I looked at his insurance policy, and I was like, "Oh gosh, we don't have his car insured because I didn't see a Jaguar on the car." So I was like, "Being an insurance agent, just so you'll know, is it's a panic. You always worry about something not being covered. You always worry about not having a car on the policy. You always worry about when the house burns to the ground." Was this insurance policy paid? So it's one of those moments, like, oh no. And so I was like, I had to go break the news to Paul that we didn't have his Jaguar covered. And then, so I found out he was, thought that was so funny because it wasn't a Jaguar, it was actually a Kia.
Yes.
So that was his, insurance story for Paul. But anyway, he'll be missed and appreciated. You know, it's much appreciated. And you know, even though somebody's almost 93, you still have a loss when you think about somebody that was, basically a grandparent to your child. So,
right. Anyway,
again, Pastor Paul Mayfield passed away. He's just shy of 93 years old, and his service will be 11 o'clock on this Sunday at First Free Will Baptist Church. So, okay. So, getting into our show today, I did want to talk about homeowners. We ended up, you know, our show having to think about, you know, repeating topics. And just this week we had somebody that wanted to maybe remove some recoveries off the homeowner's policy. And we just did not think that was in their best interest. First of all, when we insure a home, we're looking at how do we value the home? How do we come up with the home is burned to the ground. It's one of those things. As an agent, the first thing you do when you have a claim like that, we hear about it, is you go in the computer and hope they paid their premium. That's the first thing you worry about. The second thing you worry about is, okay, do we have enough coverage on this house to build them back? And then the third thing we think about is, you know, obviously the claim adjustment process and making sure they're getting communicated and you know, hope there's no loss of life or whatever, because we've had situations, especially where maybe the family pet didn't make it out, or just there's always it's a huge shock to anybody that's had their house burned to the ground, and I don't think that anybody can relate to it unless it's happened to them. Were you at something to say, Kathy?
No, I'm just letting them know.
Oh, okay. So Kathy wants to say that she has laryngitis this week.
So I'm pushing through. So if I don't sound right tonight, you know, I know why. So bear with me, please, if my voice will stay or not. So
okay. Well, I think she sounds good to me. Just a little froggy this time of year,
yes.
Right? So when we look at a house, I was just out yesterday making an inspection of a commercial buildings that were mini storage units, and I took my measuring wheel and measured them, made pictures, and so on and so forth. And how the value of a house is derived is normally there's going to be a cost per square foot.
Right.
That's how.
Which keeps changing, by the way. So that's the other thing. So.
Yes, it's scary too.
Yeah, because you think you've got everything insured correctly, and then you go and get an inspection or appraisal, and they say, oh, now it's worth this much. So depending on the type of home you have, if it's custom or if it's semi-custom or if it's just a builder's grade type of production of it.
That's right. So the one I did yesterday, I was able to derive a pretty good cost per square foot off of this mini storage facility because he just built it. And you know what he paid for the mini storage unit to be constructed. So I was able to just take what he paid, divide it by the square feet, and come up with it was about $41 a square foot to build that building. And so that was pretty cut and dried. But you get into, you know, like Kathy just referenced, you get into a custom home. If you have, different types of fixtures, or, it could vary. The cost of square foot could vary a lot based on what you're buying, you know.
Right. Well, there's like some people will have like a custom kitchen, or they'll have a bathroom. It could be builder's grade in some parts of the house, and other areas it could be custom. So that's really important to make sure you communicate if you've done any renovations on your kitchen or bathrooms, or, you know, anything. If you actually have actually increased your square footage, like maybe took on a porch and you made it into your part of your house now, or you've actually have other structures on the property, a attached garage, or, a lot of times people have barns and sheds, and sometimes those are more expensive sometimes than their own house. So you have to be a lot of communication with us about what you have at your location. Plus we come out and send inspectors and we take pictures and do our very best to communicate to the care, and it's always one of those things where people don't always tell us what they've done at their house recently because they don't even think about telling us. But it's one of those things where we have to be aware of that so we can have it insured properly.
So that's why we're trying to be proactive. Right. Every customer should be getting some sort of communication for us asking these questions, mm-hmm. through email. I've got an insurance review that we're sending out, and we're having a lot of success getting them back. Kathy, you've heard, this is a term that's, I think, has been probably, I don't know how old this term is, but there's something called a barn dominium.
Yes.
You heard about that?
Yeah, they're nice.
And so you may have a barn dominium.
Right.
That's, maybe nicer than your house even now. So, as nice as.
Swanky, yeah.
Yeah, so having a barn, I never heard of I've heard of a condominium, but not a barn dominium. Yeah, what's that term, Kathy, a bougie? What's that? I've never
swanky.
Heard. Okay, I never heard of the word bougie before.
Yeah, it could be like or they call them, they fixed them up and they, now it's a man cave.
Well, so my grandparents.
Or she shed or something, yeah.
Yeah, I've heard of she said, the man cave. So my grandparents, my mother and uncle sold the houses they had in an area called Virginia Highlands, Atlanta. It's kind of just, my grandparents just ended up buying the place years ago. It turned to be like the hot, swanky area or whatever. And so the person that bought my grandparents' house, it was a tear down, even though I thought it was a nice house. They tore it down, and now on that property is what's called a McMansion.
Yeah.
So it's like this whole huge monstrosity of a house is there, taking up all the lot that's there almost, and it's called a McMansion. So, these things are kind of barn dominiums, McMansions, you know, was there one you just called, Kate? I can't remember what you said there one was.
She shed?
The she shed, yeah. So you've got all these
big man cave or whatever you call it.
Yeah, so.
But they're nice. A lot of, you see a lot of them on Facebook or, I've seen them, like some customers we've actually insured that have different things like that. But there's, I mean, they're on the different places like that.
What about an outdoor kitchen?
Yeah.
That's
or
people are doing
pavilion,
those pavilion or something.
You know, pool, a pool house or what have you. Or, you know, that's always something that we can talk about that too.
So office has to be insured, and we'll talk some more off the break about, you know, evaluations of it, things of that nature. But we will return after the break. Again, my name is Mark Moore, my wife Katie Moore, and we are on listening to Peace of Mind.
Welcome back to Peace of Mind, here to help you find out if you need more insurance. Once again, your hosts, Mark and Kathy Moore with More Insurance.
Welcome back. This is Kathy Moore with my husband, Mark, and we want to let you know where our locations are. We have five locations. Three are in North Carolina. Three are in Georgia, and two are in North Carolina. Three of them are called More Insurance Services, Inc. We're located in Blairsville, Georgia, across from Home Depot, and next to the post office, right there in the South State Bank building. We're not part of the bank, but we're in the same building on a separate wing of the bank. So come by and see us in Blairsville. Then we're located in Hiawassee, Georgia, at 150 South Main Street, Suite C, right next to the hospital. It's in the red brick building called Town Trace. So come by and see us in Hiawassee. And then our last location, which is our main hub, is in Hayesville, North Carolina, located at 157 Highway 64 West. We're right next to United Community Bank there on the main drag in Hayesville. Come by and see us there. And we'd love to help you with your insurance needs there as well. Then our other location is called Mountain Insurance, LLC. That's a division of More Insurance. It's located past Hardee's and So Good's restaurant right there on the main drag on Highway 64. Come by and see us there in Murphy. And then our last location is located in Blue Ridge, Georgia. It's called Mountain Insurance of Blue Ridge. It's also a division of More Insurance. You can come by and see us there. We're located between the Burger King and United Community Bank in Blue Ridge on the main drag. You can also check out all these podcasts if you've missed them. They're on our website at www.more-insurance.com. You also are accepting applications if you want to join our team. That's a way to access filling out an application on our website. And of course, you can check us out on Facebook. And we'd love to help you with your insurance needs.
All right. Thanks, Kathy. So today we're talking about homeowners insurance. Before the show, we referenced that our friend Paul Mayfield passed away, and his service will be on Sunday 11. He helped raise our children. So anyway, we were talking about when you insure a house, the value of that is going to be derived off of the cost per square foot. And there's different fancy, snazzy programs you can get, like Marshall Swift Beck, that gives you a replacement cost estimator. But at the end of the day, I've got somebody in our office that doesn't build houses, including myself, so I don't feel very great. I'm not a licensed appraiser. I'm a licensed insurance agent. I don't build houses, so I don't really trust the values that come out on these totally, because It's just a shot in the dark. It's just a guess. It's just an estimate.
Well, we do like to get, if you have an appraisal, that's always good to have. And if you have one, we like people to give those to us as well, so we can make sure that we can compare them, because underwriters will take those appraisals as well.
So what Kathy's talking about is when you have an appraisal, there's different ways that a house can be valued. Mm-hmm. And when you're getting a loan, you're looking at what the house could be sold for, because all the bank cares about is having the loan to value, which we know the market value is this. And, you know, I've been through a loan process before. There's typically some sort of like, okay, we have to have at least, you know, we'll loan you, say, 80% of what the value is to buy this house. As an insurance agent, we could care less about what the market value is. What Kathy's referencing is that on an appraisal, you can go to a different level and ask for a cost approach to be included in the appraisal. And what that is, it's going to be the actual rebuilding value of the house.
Of just the structure.
Of just the structure. And that's what she's talking about. It's important to us. If we've got, if we have an appraisal that just has the market value, that's a very
and
little.
How much the land's worth.
That's just no, that's just not of any type of use to us as an insurance agent. If we have an appraisal that's got the cost approach inside the appraisal, so the market value appraisal may say, okay, this worth house is worth $1 million. And then you go look at the cost approach and, okay, here's the value that we need. This says to rebuild this house, to put it back new, is $600,000. And that's what's very useful for us as an insurance agent.
It also will have it broken down for the actual land, broke it down between the land and actually the structure. So that to us is really important because people will say, oh, I can, you know, I bought it for this, but that's including the land. And we're looking specifically, we can't insure your land. We can only insure the house, the structure. So that, of course, is what something we wanted to point out to you. Just because your house, you paid this much, doesn't necessarily mean that's what you insure it for. If because you're looking at when you buy the house or sell the house, you're including the actual land in that and this in the purchase of that.
So this happens all the time where customers are confused about, they'll say, oh, and sometimes I've seen people get a really, really good deal. Like, oh, I got this for $200,000. All I want to insure it for is $200,000. And maybe it's an older house built in the 60s or whatever. And we're looking at the replacement value of the house.
Today's.
And so people are sometimes confused or don't agree with our valuation because why are you insuring it for $350? I only paid $200,000 on it or $200,000 for it. I don't want to insure it for $350 because that's all I've got in it. And that's just not the way the insurance policy works.
That's not how it works.
And if you dig into your policy deeper, there's going to be a what's called a co-insurance penalty or assurance to value penalty that you would suffer if you were to underinsure your house. I've also had people tell me that, well, I just want to have, quote, actual cash value, which is an appreciation settlement. And the reason why is I know that if the house burns down to the ground, I'm going to take the money. I'm not going to rebuild it. So why should I even bother to insure my house for replacement cost? And so on the surface, that actually makes good sense until you have the $30,000 kitchen fire. Mm-hmm. And now the house is not burned to the ground, and now you've got a $30,000 to $50,000 loss, and they come in there, and you don't have a replacement cost, and the insurance company is saying, well, let's just take the number of $50,000 to put this back. And the insurance company says, okay, you've got actual cash value. Here's your check for $15,000. And it's going to cost the difference to put the kitchen back. Mm-hmm. So that's why I hate having anything that is on what's called actual cash value.
Or ACV.
Yeah, which mm-hmm. is ACV, which is an appreciated settlement versus a replacement cost.
Right.
If you have the replacement cost and you choose not to replace it, okay. But even on a smaller loss, that's going to play into to the thing because it's not the same as the house burning into the ground and you're not building it back. But how are you going to sell a house that's partially burned? And not to mention, you may have other issues where maybe the fire marshal deems the property has to be demolished because the damages exceed a certain threshold. And that would also involve maybe you didn't have coverage for what's called ordinance of law. Because
or debris removal, too.
Yeah, and then also there's going to be a cost to move the debris.
Yeah.
So you're not going to save a significant amount of money. Like if I've got a house insured for $300,000 and it needs to be $400,000, yeah, it's going to cost a little bit more money, but it's not going to be you're not going to save money trying to really skimp on your coverages when it comes to insuring a house.
Well, the problem is people try to save money on that, but the problem is in the end result, if they have a claim, then they're at risk of not being able to replace the house like they had it previously. And what we're trying to do and what the whole process of this is we're trying to get you back to where you were prior to your claim.
And we
have to do that because that's our job, is to protect you and your assets. We want to get you back to where you were prior to that claim. and we want you to be happy with the process and not be upset with us. So by skimping coverages, sometimes they think they're going to save money on this side of it. But if there is a claim, it's not going to save you money. It's going to cost you more money.
So you're going to be losing money.
You're going to be losing money. So we always write replacement costs because it's just better for you if there is something that happens. Again, you have to replace the structure or replace those items. So for personal property that you have your contents, you have to replace them to get the full amount. They're not going to just give it to you a check without replacing it.
That's right. And we always try to write it unless we just can't find it.
Unless they can't.
Yep. So my name is Mark Moore, my wife Kathy, and we're completing today's show. And you have been listening to Peace of Mind on WJRB Talk of the Mountains.
Statements on this show as to policies and coverages and other content provide general information only, and no warranties are provided as to their accuracy. Listeners should consult with their licensed agent as to how these coverages pertain to their individual situation. Information provided on this show does not constitute professional advice. If you have insurance, legal, tax, or financial planning questions, you need to contact your qualified professional. All coverages are subject to the terms, conditions, and exclusions of the actual policy issued. Not all policies or coverages are available in every state.